Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Cakes, EB, and JP hanging out. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Peter Jacobson, Golf Channel analyst, senior PGA Championship color commentator. Good morning, Peter.
Peter,
hey, good
how
morning,
are you?
Guys. I'm doing great. Good morning to you all.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. Excited to talk about the senior PGA Championship there at Congressional. But first, we got to get your thoughts on what happened yesterday and over the weekend. One of the guys here, actually, Posh, he's not a huge golf guy, but he's just throwing it out there, Peter. He wonders, is Scotty kind of bad for golf because he's so sort of just, he's like a machine out there, not a lot of emotion? I argue, no, people just love to see dominance, and you're seeing a dominant player right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Nobody got upset when Jack Nicklaus dominated. Nobody got upset when Faldo or Tiger Woods or now Scottie Scheffler dominates. No, I think it's good for the game. I think it shows Scottie Scheffler, very much like Tiger, a disposition of calm, cool, and collected under pressure. You saw yesterday when John Rahm tied Scheffler. Scheffler was a little loose on the front nine, made a couple of bogeys, and then he just gathered it together. He found his swing, pounded a tee shot off of number 10, and the rest, and it was over.
Right.
I'm so impressed with Scottie Scheffler. Look, I would never criticize any athlete for their demeanor from the first tee to the 18th green or from the tip-off to the final buzzer. These guys do what they got to do. They've got to be the way they are to win. And I'm just so impressed with what Scheffler's doing right now.
Yeah, it's incredible. And honestly, the way he seems to live his life, he's not a fast liver, you know what I mean? Like, it's down home, back with his wife and kid, going to have some friends over and celebrate, maybe have a beer or two, but he's not a party. Like, this guy, I don't see any reason why he can't dominate for the next 5 to 10 years. I don't see any reason for it to change.
No, you're exactly right. And I don't know why we've gotten into this phase now of anybody that's really good has to be a bad boy.
Yeah.
They've got to be out at 3 a.m. at strip clubs and get arrested and do all that. That's not the world of golf. These guys seem to have their acts together, and they just go and they perform, and they go home and they hang out with their friends and barbecue in the backyard, drink some beer, and just enjoy it. And I applaud what Scotty's doing.
Peter, you mentioned John Rahm and his collapse on the back nine. He was pretty straightforward as far as, you know, like the mental part of the game. His quote yesterday was, if there's ever somebody that's sitting right here that tells you nerves weren't a part of it, they're clearly lying. Usually these guys aren't really that transparent when it comes to the mental side of the game. Were you surprised to hear him talk about that?
No, because I know John, and I really like John, and I think he's always been that way. He's always been honest. And I think the situation when he moved to Live, when he left the tour and went to Live, it was great for him financially, but it hurt the PGA Tour. It hurt the game of golf, and I think it hurt his competitiveness, because put him back on the tour in that same situation, and I think he would have been battle-tested more than he is now. He might have gone on to win that tournament, but I applaud his honesty.
So, of course, they have the 85th Senior PGA Championship. It's going to be at Congressional this week. It's incredible. And, you know, we're in our 50s, okay? Born in 1970. A couple of us are real golf geeks. These are my guys. Like, when I look at this field, Peter, I'm like, of course I got to go out. I mean, these are all my guys. Ernie Els, Patty Harrington, John Daly. These are guys.
Freddie Funk.
These are guys. Hell, we used to have Jay Hossen studio years ago when he would come into town for the Kemper Open. I can't believe he's still in the field.
Yeah, no, these are my guys too. And I'm so impressed with this field, especially coming to Congressional, which is one of the most historic. It just bleeds tradition when you look at the history of the mm-hmm. tournaments played at Congressional. And you've got quite a field coming in. A lot of players this year are playing well. In fact, the tournament is going to finish this morning, the Regents Tradition. Two guys that I think have a real good chance to win next week, Angel Cabrera and Jerry Kelly, both have a win this year. But you're right, Miguel Angel Jimenez, the Spaniard, with two wins. Stephen Alker from New Zealand, he's got one win. Retief Goosen, Ernie Els, Stuart Sink. These guys can really play. They can make birdies quickly. They're great putters, and they have their acts together. I think they're going to be in the mix. This could be a great show.
How long will the course play for the guys?
Well, that's the one thing. As I've experienced when I was out on the Champions Tour, coming from the PGA Tour, they're not going to make it play as long as they would for the PGA Tour.
Right.
I think Congressional stretches like 7,300 yards, so I would imagine it's going to be around 7,000 yards. So it'll be a good test.
Still
but one
big
thing
time.
That we'd like to see,
yeah.
We'd like to see a combination of long holes and short holes, easy holes and hard holes, because that gives you the best test.
We're joined by Peter Jacobson, Golf Channel analyst, senior PGA Championship color commentator. It's coming to Congressional May 22nd through the 25th. You can go to srpga.com for ticket information. So, are these players even going to recognize Congressional, because it had major renovations from 19 to 21, a lot less trees on the course? So are they going to come to Bethesda and be like, this isn't the Congressional that we remember when we were here 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah, that always happens. Whenever a player comes back after a renovation, it may feel the same, it may smell the same, the clubhouse is the same, but the golf course routing could be different. There's going to be some different contours on the greens. So whatever local knowledge you think you had probably won't be there.
So who are the guys that have been dominating the last few? Is Stricker still one of the right up there at the top?
Yeah. Steve Stricker, he always is a threat when he tees it up. But I think this coming week, because of the length that we just talked about in Congressional, I still think that Ernie Els,
wow,
who won a U.S. Open at Congressional,
yeah,
and Retief Goosen. He hasn't won this year, but he's still got incredible length. And don't overlook Richard Bland. He plays on the Live Tour, but he's the defending champion. He's also extremely long, and he made the cut at the PGA Championship this past week in Charlotte. So he's in form.
Now, when Jay plays, Jay Haas is like notorious, maybe the nicest guy in golf. That used to be his reputation. I'm sure he hasn't changed. 71 years old. Is he still playing this just because he's a past champion, or is he still out there playing regularly?
Jay, you're right. He still is one of the nicest guys, if not the nicest
right.
guy in the game. But he's still very competitive. I'm very close with Jay. I talk to him a lot. He still can move it out there off the tee. Maybe not like Ernie Els or Retief Goosen, but he can still chip and putt with the best of them. And it wouldn't surprise me. You mark this down. He will make the cut and possibly be in contention this week at Congressional.
Unbelievable. So the big guys, like, just to give us context, for those of us that aren't following the senior tour every week, how far are the big guys pumping it out there off the tee?
Oh, 300.
They
300
are.
Yards, still.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah, and don't forget, that's the one thing. When you play at this level, when you're an Ernie Els or a Retief Goosen or a Stuart Sink, you're constantly tweaking your clubs. You're on the launch monitor. You're always making sure that you're getting maximum speed out of your swing and maximum distance. So the best of the John Daly as well. These guys can still move at 300 plus.
I'm kind of surprised. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm kind of surprised Vijay hasn't won more. Maybe he hasn't. I'm just not paying attention.
No, he has struggled. Vijay's got bad feet. He's been struggling with his feet. And as you well know, that's where it all starts.
Yeah.
Your only contact with the ground, and that's where you build your speed and your leverage and your strength. So he still hits it great. The only thing he struggles with is the putter. He's always been historically a very inconsistent putter. But if he gets it going at Congressional's not too hilly. It's got some up and downs. But when you're struggling with your feet or your ankles or your knees, hilly golf courses are not fun.
What is your current thought on Tiger's plans? Because we always thought, you know, he wouldn't really do this, but you know, I think he's like us now, and he's like, yeah, those are all my buddies. He's kind of alluded to the fact that he wants to go out there and play. I don't think he's kidding about it. Do you actually see Tiger, maybe, if he could stay healthy, playing a somewhat regular schedule on the Champions Tour, or you think he'll just play occasionally?
I don't see him playing a regular schedule, but I do see him playing 8, hopefully 10 tournaments. I think because of his son Charlie starting high school, I think Charlie's going to really push his dad to keep working on his game and maybe go out and play. He's great friends with Stricker and Furyk, who both host tournaments on the Champions Tour. And I know that he's going to want to play some majors, the U.S. Senior Open, Senior PGA, Senior Players, Senior Open overseas. I think we could see. I hope we see Tiger at least 8 times a year on the Champions Tour.
It'd be pretty incredible. He's about 49 now. So besides Tiger, in the next couple of years, who are the big guns that are about to make that transition that we should be looking for?
You know what? It's a good question. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I should know that. I think maybe Zach Johnson, 2-time major champion, former Ryder Cup captain. I think Zach is getting ready to turn 50.
Right.
But other than that, I'm not informed on who's 47, 8, or 9. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Peter, thanks for the time.
Thank you,
really,
Pete.
Appreciate it. Golf Channel analyst. People can get tickets for the 2025 Senior PGA Championship starting just $49. Any day flex tickets starting at $59. Go to srpga.com for information. Thanks again.
You got it, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
7-time PGA Tour winner, Peter Jacobson.
Peter Jacobson is always one of the great personalities on tour.
Nice guy.
When he was on tour. You know what? One of his somewhat claims to fame regarding Tiger?
I don't know his connection.
Do you know about these?
I don't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast every weekday in less than 10 minutes. We'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the morning lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiger got fluff from Pete. Fluff was a long time caddy for Jake.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
So many ways.
Didn't know that connection.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
All right, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk a little NFL. Mike North, who's the NFL VP of Broadcast Planning, will join us. We'll talk a little bit about the schedule. Coming up next, did the Commanders find a late-round gem in the draft?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.